So it's all about Derry Girls, and where better to make it than here in Derry, in the tower, in the walls. And look at the blackboard there. Celtic FC, so not surprising, Lena Catholic School. Lots of Celtic fans, love from Paisley. Not so sure they were being keen on the Reverend Ian Paisley, who was a major political figure at the time, leader of the Democratic Unionist Party. His son, Ian Jr., still a politician. And here we see them again, okay? All the Derry girls, see the main character. See the boy who's born in England, outside of wedlock, considered, you know, opprobrious in the late 70s, where impliedly they're born, come back to Londonderry, but there'd be so much Anglophobia or whatever, he can't go to a boys' school, so make him an angry girl. Being a bit transgender before it was invented. So really, there they are, decades ahead of their time. And you see the tower, I mean, right now, you see the Guildhall, and look at this, Infant of Prague, okay? So the school they attend is fictive, you know, Our Lady Immaculate School, which would be a typical name for a Catholic school, and then Latin for Your Kingdom Will Come, as in from the Lord's Prayer. And so we go on. So it's a trip back in time, remembering the sights and sounds of the 1970s, yeah? And some of the pop music, magazines like Smash Hits and things like that, Just 17. So it's set in the mid-90s. The first IRA ceasefire was summer 1994, and it ends voting for the Good Friday Agreement, which is April 1998. So we're up to 4 years. But the little sister, Anna, is a newborn at the beginning, and she's a toddler by the end, so probably more like 3 years. So Tommy Tiernan, the comedian from Southern Ireland, he plays the dad, Dar Jerry, and the non-specificity of his job is somehow unproblematic in the script, and he faces some bigotry here for being Southern. The comedian, he's his cousin, what's her name? Something other Tiernan, is it? Kitty Tiernan, Kathy Tiernan. She's a well-known comedienne, the one with this dopey Midland accent and a sort of snowplow chin. Okay, so here we see Erin, the main character. Erin, as in, also the name for Ireland, which actually Irish girls are very rarely called. But the Lisa McGee, the script writer, she said it's semi-autobiographical, so kind of based on her. So she's got aspirations towards tertiary education, which no one in her family's ever been through, and so on. They get caught up in some apprentice boys' march and things like that. Okay, so some of these items really are, what was I going to say, really are props from the script. So the outdoor scene's filmed here. It's not filmed in a school in Londonderry. It's filmed somewhere like 50 miles away. And then looking back to seem kind of quite dated, tasteless furniture and interior decoration, but that was the 90s. Got to remember, people in Derry had far less money back then than they do today. Nobody would invest. It was still mass unemployment. You know, peace was far from secure, and obviously the IRA broke their ceasefire in February 1996. The loyalist terrorists were carrying out their predatory attacks upon unarmed people as well. And you see that, you know, Catholic kitchen. Look at the Sacred Heart of Jesus there. I remember this sort of thing from my grandparents' house, framed portraits of the Pope and so forth. And so we go on. And then there's Sister Michael, who's the headmistress of Our Lady Immaculate. So it's not in Congress for a woman to have a man's name. Remember, nuns, monks, they take a name in religion, and a woman could take a man's name. That's why men sometimes had the middle name Mary. Obviously, like you know, Gay Byrne, the famous talk show host, was Gabriel Mary Byrne. The thing is, men would take the feminine still. It's a bit better in, like, you know, Italy or Spain or whatever. They've got Mario, or they've got a masculine version of it, and so on. Okay, referencing the then President of the United States, Bill Clinton, when he visited Derry, there he is in Guildhall Square. So, yeah, Lisa McGee said, that Erin, the principal character, is largely based on her. And then showing the map at the time, you know, and Northern Ireland, part of the United Kingdom, which, of course, they wouldn't really like. So that's why they've circled it in green, because a lot of people, they would have sort of nationalist presuppositions, okay? Ulster still says no, referencing, you know, Anglo-Irish Agreement of November 1985, signed without referendum, without letting the Unionist Party know what was going on. The SDLP kept fully briefed by the Irish government, but Unionists were furious about that, and then they staged their, how to put it, kind of unofficial referendum, all resigning their seats, forcing by-elections. Enoch Powell, an Englishman representing down south, as in South Down, he lost. Okay, Fat Boy Slim, when he was big, Norman Cook, the DJ, and then voting for the Good Friday Agreement at the end, which is sort of like 70% yes in Northern Ireland, 95% yes in the Republic of Ireland. So nationalists of all shades voted for it. People have voted against it, mostly unionists. Okay, and then here we see, what have they done with the head of the Infant of Prague? You see there, he's wearing like king robes and orb. Okay, so that was it. We're in a much more religious era. And then you see some of what we've seen as ghastly fashions of the 1990s. How about that? Some of it looks a bit Cherry Spice Girl, but with the inverted CND, Campaign for Nuclear Disarmament symbol. Okay, goodness. You know, these are the times where there were still cassette tapes, CD, a compact disc was a new thing, mobile phones were only for very wealthy business executives. You know, international travel was beyond the budget of the average family in Derry. And here we have them, okay, on an ordinary residential street. You see the walls of Derry behind St. Columb's Cathedral. That's the Church of Ireland Cathedral. And when there's still quite a big denominational divide, and when they have a dance with the Protestants' boys' school, that's considered contentious. Goodness. So, anyway, we live in much happier and more peaceful times, thankfully. So my experience is rather different. I mean, yes, a Catholic from a nationalist family. We're at the same age as them, roughly, but I'm from the opposite end of Ireland, Cork. And I went to an Anglican school in South Britain, not here. Just think, so, and I'm a boy, in case you hadn't noticed. So important differences, but I can identify with them to some extent, being the same sort of generation. So it's a fascinating show. I really need to see more episodes. There were three seasons of it, of about a dozen episodes each. So there we go. I think the actresses were all slightly over 18 at the time. They're playing a few years younger than they really are. They're playing sort of 14-year-old, even though they're 18 plus to begin with. Okay, and that's it. And I'll go on to more of the Derry experience. Look at that. The Cranberries, the late Dolores O'Riordan died in about 2018. Don't know who any of the boys are. And then take that. You know, Gary Barlow, Robbie Williams, I can't remember the other boys' names, when they were a really big thing by the mid-90s. And the blackboard actually used at the time, they had to touch it up. Of course, there's a famous Derry Girls mural outside on the street. So here we are in the tower, and just out there is Guildhall Square, so right in the heart of the city. Perhaps the most famous thing to do with entertainment to come out of here since the Undertones in 1978 with Teenage Kicks Are Hard to Beat, which obviously they play on the they play sometimes in the series. So anyway, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. And it's only £6 to come in if you're an adult, as I just about qualify. So now to see more of this story of Derry, Londonderry, because it's apprentice boys of Derry, but they're Derry girls. Apprentice boys is Protestants only.